Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I meant to mention this when we did our little recap there of the football games. Tom Brady made his debut with Fox yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
And people are ripping him online.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I didn't hear
it.
It
seems like he'd be a natural. I mean, he's been on television all the time.
Anybody see it? Anybody hear him?
I saw like highlights, but a lot of people were like, yeah, Fox should have made sure that he could actually form a sentence before they paid him $300 million.
Oh.
So they were ripping him online. A lot of people were.
I think a lot of people are jealous, though.
I do, too.
I do.
Yeah. I mean,
jealous.
He always gets hate.
He's the GOAT, man. And I think people are jealous. He made, you know, he got that contract. Hadn't even been on TV before as far as doing, you know, the commentator stuff for NFL. And he got all that money up front. And I think people are just jealous because from what I saw, and I saw a few clips of him in it, it didn't look that bad to me. I mean, it was his first day out there.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can imagine, if I just had to think about that, maybe he's real. I mean, he's a public speaker. That's what he also does. But I could see him maybe being a little stiff and not like fun.
And not like throwing his personality out there.
Yeah, I can imagine him saying like, you know, talking, there was a quarterback with a pass interception.
Yeah, and maybe he just hasn't found his groove yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
So maybe you know, you're a little timid up there in the booth.
Now, question. Do you think Giselle watched?
No.
I do.
I do, too.
You do?
Yeah.
I think she was fixated on
it. I do,
too. She wanted him to fail so bad. And she's probably eating up that everyone's, like, ripping him online.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She probably started the ripping online.
Yeah, under Jenny.
Yes. Yeah. Jenny the stripper.
Yeah.
You know, there was to get the rumors going, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you paddleboard by his house, you're definitely watching him.
100%.
You know, I look at it from a guy's point of view because I wouldn't watch. But now that you've mentioned it, she probably tuned
she's
in
like,
for the entire thing.
I don't even know her accent. Where's she from?
I don't know. Tupelo, Mississippi or somewhere. I don't know.
She's from Brazil.
Brazil,
she's from Brazil. Oh, that's close.
I don't know how to
down south.
I don't know Brazilian. No. I don't know how to do that one.
But I'm sure she did watch. But, I mean, this guy got over $300 million to be a commentator on Fox and never done it before.
Well, do we have any audio of him?
Spadil's been looking for it, but he says everything he's found is good stuff and not bad stuff. We can play the good stuff.
I got this one right here.
Okay, let's just listen to it real quick.
Really like it. Very athletic player. Prescott going deep. Far side of the field looking for Lamb. Oh, what a catch.
Wow.
CeeDee Lamb inbounds and a completion and a biggie right over Denzel Ward.
What a catch and what a throw. That's tight coverage on Ward. We love talking about that matchup all week. What's it going to be like with CeeDee Ward, CeeDee Lamb, and Denzel Ward? And
who's he with?
Clip ends.
I don't know who the guy is.
His voice does not break through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't hear him. Like you know?
He
does that make sense?
To me, in that particular clip. Now, that's one clip out of 3 hours of football.
Right.
But out of that one clip, I just hear not a lot of confidence in his voice. That he doesn't, he's trying to structure everything as a commentator instead of just letting it flow. You know?
But I needed like an Al Michaels kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, something like where it's distinct. Like he just sounds like, oh, wow, what a catch. That was amazing.
Yeah, you know what you say. I ripped him apart, though, online.
Yeah.
She went online, and you know that she probably came up with a bunch of A-list names, you know, aliases like Phyllis or something.
Oh, aliases. I thought you said aliases. A-list.
I did.
Oh.
But I meant alias. Alias names. And,
yeah.
You know, like under the name of Donna. I'm Donna, and he sucks. I don't know what
Brady
I'm talking
Basher
about.
One.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.